Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Mermaid Tony, and we've picked up the Scuba Cowboy and Mermaid Lacey here as we have traveled to Dominica, the Nature Island. Pup, how you doing, my friend?
I'm absolutely wonderful, bro.
First time to Dominica, first time for Mermaid Tony for the Scuba Cowboy and Lacey. Lacey, how are you?
You know, being in such a beautiful place, it's hard to find anything to complain about right now, so I'm really good.
That's right. Now, they just finished their first mermaid shift here in Dominica at one of the press events for Dive Fest, DominicaDiveFest.com. You can check it out. Now, Simon Walsh is the man behind the madness. His right-hand man at Images Dominica is Izzy. Now, Izzy, you know, he is a very shy guy. He doesn't like to talk on the radio much. And he said, don't put me on the spot. We can't talk about politics. We can't talk about anything deep. So I'll just start with this. Izzy, tell me the meaning of life.
47.
That's it. See? And he has an answer for everything. And evidently, the meaning of life, is, the answer is 47. Tony, do you feel more complete as a human being knowing this from Izzy, the man here in Dominica, or what?
No, I disagree. I think the answer to life is mermaids.
Izzy?
You don't want me to get deep, but I could if you really want to.
Yeah, come on. You have to. It's a dive show. You want to get deep.
Well, yeah.
Exactly. That's just what we do.
Scuba Radio, though.
Exactly. That's what we do. So, come on. Let's get deep. Talk about me. Talk about it. Mermaids. Are they the meaning of life, you think, when it comes to diving?
She's got her hand somewhere she shouldn't. Yes, they are.
Okay. There you go. Well, there's one way to persuade. Huh?
I think you misunderstood, Tony. She said they're the meanies of life.
Okay. I could. Tony has had a bit of a toot here since she's been in Dominica. Pup has been kind of like deflecting some of the mermaidium activities that Tony has perpetuated here with her partner in crime, Lacey. Is that true?
My attitude might just be because every 2 seconds, all I hear you doing is whining about your thumb, which is a scratch. It's just a flesh wound.
Yeah, I cheated death, but, you know, that was all last hour. You know, we're in Dominica now, and I'm, what's that?
Nothing. It's the 18th annual Dive Fest, the longest running show of its kind in the region. I'm trying to keep a straight face every year, bigger and better. Every year, for some reason, we bring this guy back, but he brings the mermaid.
That's right. That's why. So they're not necessarily the meaning of the life, but they are my passport into Dominica now.
Yes.
Okay, we got that much resolved here for sure. Now, I love coming to Dive Fest. This is, I believe, my fourth year. Yeah, fourth year for Scuba Radio being here at Dive Fest. 18th year. We were at the press conference this morning, and Simon did a nice little thing with the sponsors and the Minister of Tourism and things from Dominica. And we're going to be participating in a lot of the events that they use to basically educate the local population here in Dominica on the activities available in diving on the island and for tourism in general, right?
Yeah, it originally started, excuse me, as you said, to educate the local population. Unlike many of the other islands, over 90%, I'd say about 98% of our staff here are homegrown. Many of them started in Dive Fest as schoolboys, schoolgirls, and grew up going every year to Dive Fest. Some of them are now instructors, most are dive masters, but we're very proud to say most of our staff here are locals. The other part of that is, I don't know about the other islands, but a lot of people here can't swim. You go to the beach, there's 1,000 people, all up to their chests, screaming, laughing, jumping. Very few people swimming. So take them out, teach them to snorkel, give them free scuba, which is what you'll be doing tomorrow down at the pool. Just eye-openers. Here's what you can do. Here's what you can see. You don't have to wait to see it on TV.
Right. It might open a whole new career path for them that they didn't consider in the past. Even though they're surrounded by water, it's a kind of a weird dynamic that we see in a lot of the islands. The locals don't like to get in the water for whatever reason. I don't know if it's they're afraid of sharks or afraid of mermaids. Maybe that's it. And we're trying to break that whole mermaid scare factor thing. Maybe, you know, that new Pirates of the Caribbean movie is like making mermaids scary, and we're trying to bring back the warm and fuzzy. You with me on that, Lacey?
That goes against everything that you've been saying this whole trip. I'm trying to bring back the warm and fuzzy.
Well, I'm trying to. Tony's bringing about the bite 'em and beat 'em thing.
Show me your scars. You have no scars to prove it. That's the way to get away with it. You never leave a scar, just a bruise that goes away.
Okay, well, and you smile when you're doing it, I guess. I don't know. What's that, Pop?
I said you have jelly arms every trip. I don't know what she's talking about. You always have scars.
Jelly arms, yes. That's what I'll... Oh, we'll go with that. Lacey, you'll play the warm and fuzzy mermaid. Tony will be the... It's like good cop, bad cop, and she's the bad mermaid. You're the good mermaid. Is that what we're talking about?
Into him.
What's that?
Give into him.
Don't give in. What do you mean? She's like, she doesn't know. You're giving Lacey the evil eye, and Lacey doesn't want to say anything because she thinks you're going to bite her or hit her.
Please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me.
What is going on here, Izzy?
I just met this lady, and she slimed me.
She just slimed you? Oh, my gosh. She usually waits till like the third date for that stuff. You just, and don't you?
He covered my mouth, and I had lip gloss on. What do you expect?
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. It's already started.
It was self-defense.
Yes. Well, you know, it's the nature island, and I don't know what that has to do with nature, but, you know, I guess everyone has saliva, and it's part of Mother Nature's big... And it makes no sense whatsoever. Right. I don't know where I'm going.
Get out of a hole is to stop digging.
Yes, okay. Let's just stop and change gears totally. You know, we got our friends from Dive Training Magazine, Jerry Beatty, Ruth, and Barry are doing some underwater photography here for Dive Fest. Now, you do a lot of images here in Dominica, imagesdominica.com. Simon and Izzy run a company that basically is hired to take beautiful pictures of places like Dominica and the surrounding islands and stuff. And matter of fact, there's a huge cricket match going on here on the island in conjunction with Dive Fest this year, and you've been hired to be the guy to take pictures of all the crickets. Is that how it works, Izzy?
All the crickets, the game. Yes, we are. Well, Images Dominica has been hired by the headline sponsor of Dive Fest and the cricket, Digicel. So I'm there every day in the hot sun taking pictures of cricket.
All right, so that overlaps the first few days of Dive Fest. Then you'll jump in the water with the mermaids and everybody else take a few shots, I'm guessing, right?
I have to say yes because she's looking at me funny.
Yes, well, that's the best approach, trust me. Just humor her. You know, after a couple rum punches here in Dominica, I think Mermaid Tony's ready to go.
You know, just go with it. Just go with it. It'll make it a lot less painless in the end. He's already learned that.
Actually, you know, the problem is, you know, the problem is the rum punch that Tony...
Do you want it to be less painless?
Wait a second.
What?
I want it to be more painful for them, but, you know, if they were reasoning it out, they should just stop now, and then that's less pain for them.
Okay, I have no idea what she's talking about.
The way or the hard way.
Yeah. This is a topic we weren't going to talk about before you switched on the...
Yeah, well, you know, like I have any control. I mean, seriously. I mean, you're traveled by these folks. And, you know, they've been fed this sponsor's rum. They got some rum punch. It's a sponsor of the party tonight that has some aphrodisiac mixed into the goo. Did you know that, Tony?
I didn't, but that's not going to do you any good anyway. So.
Not me, I know, but I'm worried about everybody else around us.
Aren't you sleeping in the same room as Pup?
Are we?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
Also, as I sure as hell didn't have any of that rum, and neither did you, right?
Absolutely not.
All right, there we go. That's all we need to know for sure. All right, but let's get back to Dive Fest. The diving in Dominica is by far some of the best in the Caribbean I've ever experienced. That's the main reason you're here, right, Izzy?
Well, I am Dominican, but...
Oh, okay. You just happen to be born here. But you're literally surrounded by paradise. It's beautiful here. And when we flew into the island yesterday, Tony was looking at it going, oh my gosh, this place really is cool. She's heard about this for the last year on all our other trips, but this is her first time to Dominica. And I know Lacey and the Scuba Cowboy have felt the same. This is a very unique piece of land deep into the Caribbean, don't you think?
Didn't hear that. I was being...
Oh, whoa, you were being distracted once again by our mermaid.
Yes, the very lovely Tony.
Will you please focus, for Christ's sakes?
I'm sorry. He looked at me, he goes, really? This is your first time here? And I said, yeah, imagine that. I travel 4 or 5 months out of the year with Scuba Radio and with that guy over there, being you. And I've never seen Dominica.
Once we landed, he goes, gosh, I'm actually in Dominica now. I don't have to go in any place else with you.
It's true. I'm here. I can now turn completely evil. And,
And she's well on her way, obviously.
More still coming, another coup on the way.
More coming up from Dominica. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendship one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
Hi, this is Charlene, a.k.a. Champagne, coming to you live from the Spice Island of Grenada. I've also been crowned the Scuba Radio Mermaid for 2010. You're listening to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's my good buddy who never touched my tail in Grenada or anywhere on the planet, Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio.
Sexy.
They may call them bathing suits, but those bikinis aren't big enough to patch a roach burn in my jeans. La 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 la.
You know, Champagne, you just heard our mermaid from Grenada. She would be working it big time here at the Fort Young Hotel where we're hanging out right now
with the kickoff party for Dominica Dive Fest. She's looking good. She was filling out her dive suit quite well there in Grenada last week, wasn't she, Tony?
She really was, and you know what? She, well, that's right, you fell behind in the hash, but she stuck right up with me and Peter.
Yeah, well, I let her pass because she was with her kids. I wanted to give her some space. But that was a whole other thing. We are here in Dominica for Dive Fest, and we've been talking to Izzy. He's one of the partners in crime with Simon Walsh from the Dominica Water Sports Association. What's that?
Correct. Yes, you
got it right. Yes, he's lip syncing to me to help me through because I may have had a cocktail here because this is the kickoff of Dominica Dive Fest. This is a pattern that we kind of fall into for the next 10 days, Tony.
How is that different from any other trip we go on?
You have never been to Dominica. It's totally different here. Backing up here, Woody. Woody knows. He's been with me for the last 4 years. Kind of like, I don't know. At first, I thought he was our chauffeur, but now I kind of think he's our chaperone. Is that true, Woody?
I think pretty much I take care of you guys every step of the way.
He does. He makes sure we stay out of jail and that kind of thing. He might be a backup bail bondsman, that type of stuff.
He gave me rum punch, and anyone who listened to the show last year from Grenada knows Tony and rum punch do not mix.
Why do they not mix? What's going on?
Oh, well, that's a pretty good thing to know then.
Yeah, you didn't know that because
excellent.
It's her first time to Dominica. See,
initiation time.
Right. So this is part of the whole Dominica ceremony type of thing for Dive Fest.
Yeah,
we got to get her into the groove, into the Nature Island vibe there,
definitely,
don't we?
That's most definitely, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Now, let's talk about the diving here in Dominica, because both of you guys grew up here, right?
Yeah, I mean, I left here when I was 9, so I mean...
Did some schooling?
Yeah, yeah, and I went back to Canada. I lived a couple of years in Switzerland, and I came back in 2004.
And by the way, just for the record, Woody is like, you were like an Olympic training, was it swimmer? What was it again?
I'm officially Dominica's first Olympian. I swam competitively.
How about that? So for someone who isn't supposed to swim, like Izzy was talking about, some of the islanders don't like the water. Woody kind of broke that mold back in the day, and actually took it to the gold, huh?
I love the water. Yes, I love swimming. I love everything. I love the mermaids too.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't? That's what we're trying to bridge that gap between everybody and make all the Dominicans like Woody and Izzy here to share that love for the underwater world. But Izzy, diving here in Dominica, I love it. It's so colorful here in the Caribbean. And that, what do you think it is? Is the volcanic activity you guys have here on this island the most volcanic activity in the world for a little island or something? Is that what they say?
We've got 9 dormant peaks, making us the highest concentration of latent volcanic activity anywhere in the world. The island's only 29 by 16 miles, and we've got 8 peaks over 3,000 feet.
Yeah, so that makes it very volatile, I don't know, or mineral-laden. The critters love this stuff, is what I'm guessing.
Well, our last major eruption was about 15,000 years ago, and it's sponge-dominated communities, and of course sponges are a lot more colorful than corals. So when you go down, the first thing that hits you are the colors, as you mentioned earlier. Vibrant colors, huge barrel sponges, yellow sponges, you name it. So also being volcanic, there's very few places for nocturnal and hard to find critters to find places to hide. So basically the slower you go, the more you're going to see. We are a haven for photographers from all over the place who can get here, coming down and fulfilling their dreams as far as wish lists in the Caribbean go.
Absolutely. And you know, it goes from the sponges, the small little critters and things, all the way up to the whales. Year-round whales here in Dominica. And check this out, Tony, you'll like this. You guys have sperm whales, right? Ouch. What did that deserve a punch, Izzy? Seriously?
Yes, we do.
See?
we have
I was pointing out a special element of the Nature Island, and I got punched again. What the hell is up?
So what was the sperm whales with
you guys have those here in
Denver. Why did she hit you?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to educate her on what she might see underwater. And I just got punched not once but twice. Lacey, keep this mermaid in line, will
you? This is the kind of abuse that you earn after years of a relationship.
It's only been a year. Is this really what we have to look forward to?
And a very long year and a half.
It feels like 20. Anyway, but it goes through the gamut from small little, anemone type things. So what's that?
Small shrimpy type things.
Yeah, small shrimpy things all the way up to sperm whales. You can see that here in Dominica, not just at certain times of the year, but the whales are actually in all year round. You have a resident pod of whales, right?
Resident population, all told, there are about 200 animals here year round, mainly females. The males migrate from the Azores between November and April with one thing on their mind, because we have the females.
Oh, nice one. See, now that's what I love about coming to Dominica. They can take it, but they can dish it out more.
Sure.
Let that be a warning to you, young mermaid. Lacey?
The one thing more colorful than the water down here are the people.
Good point. Good point. And watch out. Yeah, feel free to smack around our mermaids anytime there.
Oh, anytime.
Is
it? I think Woody will be happy to take up that mantle.
Don't leave your. If you leave your mouth open, you look like a trout. Isn't that what you were saying earlier?
Is he just hit me?
I don't
think that's what happened.
No, that was
I just want to take a moment to say, Greg, that I for one appreciate you still being here in Dominica after your near death experience.
I mean,
the bravery and I mean, I've seen your wounds, your battle scars, if you will, and for you to still have the stamina to bring us here and rally this adventure is just incredible to me.
Well, here's my battle scar right here. It's my thumb, and we're going to get some pictures of this while we record this right now. I'm wearing basically a little fuzzy sock with a purple tape around it to kind of give it some style, some pizzazz.
It's all about the rain gear for the...
Yeah. Well, you bought some condoms today, Greg. Tell us.
I bought condoms.
You bought condoms with Simon.
Yes, with Simon, because we had I went in to get this little infection cleaned up, and I got to keep it dry for a couple of days, and we want to dive. We might want to see these sperm whales, and if you're diving with sperm whales and you have a little cut on your finger, you got to wear condoms on your thumb.
That's right.
That's it's just what you do.
That's always good to know.
Right? I mean, I want to be safe. We promote safe diving here in Dominica.
Wait a minute. You want to be safe? Does this have anything to do? Your thumb have anything to do with sperm whales?
No,
sex?
Whatever critter it is, it's always safe.
What?
Well, in this case, I have to keep my thumb dry. Everything else is ready to get wet. More coming up from Dominica.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
You know, I'm starting to get really worried here because I'm sitting next to Woody here from Dominica, and he has friends at this local establishment in your local village called The Lab, right?
That's right, yes.
And Mermaid Tony's acting like she's already been there a few hours. You hear what I'm saying? God help us when we make a trip.
Wait till she gets there, man.
Yeah, wait till she gets to the lab and try some of the local libations.
Oh, yeah.
We could have a very entertaining...
Yes, you have to.
Yeah, it's part of the Dominican experience here, Tony. I've been here four times. I know, and you're gonna say no to a guy who's lived here was born here. Really?
I've said no.
That's just rude.
That's as many as come out.
This is first night. You haven't even been to the lab yet. This is part of the experience. When you're not diving, you've got to take in all the topside activities. The diving, you're gonna love. What is the matter with her? You know, we brought a whole new crew with us this year, Woody.
Yes.
Now you're starting to wonder what the hell's the matter with you, aren't you?
And it's nice to see some new faces around, too.
Yes, okay, all right. Well, that was the right answer, sure. Okay, so, but the topside activities or attractions that they have here in Dominica are second to none. And that's what you specialize in. What do you take people that have not been to the island before, take them around in your Land Rover, and give them a little personalized tour, right?
That's right, yes. I have a tour called Off the Beaten Trail, which is a very specialized tour with my Jeep. I can access areas that buses or cars can't go. So it's quite unique and it's quite special.
Like mermaid grottos here in Dominica.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You think we're going to find some of those? Can we take the girls and the Scuba Cowboy to some special spots here in Dominica?
Oh, most definitely. Some really, you know, some nice little rainforest, rivers, waterfalls, some nice little secret
hot springs
beaches.
Thermally insulated because of the volcanic activity
right,
here.
Sure.
They're pretty
unique. We're going to have a nice time for the week.
It's going to be a great time. You're going to be happy. What do you think? Do you have any preconceived notions of what you're going to experience here in Dominica, Lacey?
Just that it's going to be the most amazing time ever.
Well, is it every time you come out with the Scuba Radio crew?
It just keeps getting better. I don't know how it could possibly get better than this, though.
Yeah, really. Tony? She just doesn't want to talk anymore.
We need an explanation on that sound.
She's communicating with the dolphins.
With the dolphins, that's right. They're out there next to the sperm whale.
I don't think that's a dolphin.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
All right. This show is...
What?
This show is...
Huh?
This show is...
Scuba Radio.
All right. This show is...
What?
This show is...
Huh?
This show is...
Scuba Radio.
All right. This show is...
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Mermaid Tony, Mermaid Lacey, and the Scuba Cowboy. We are in Dominica for Dominica Dive Fest. Check it out, DominicaDiveFest.com. Now, obviously, we're not the only media from around the world covering this event and participating in some form. There's manufacturers and all kinds of dive companies that are involved in providing their support. And, of course, the local sponsors here on the island from, like, Digicel and the Fort Young Hotel, which is where we're hanging out for the opening day celebrations. And but Dive Training Magazine, they've been a huge supporter from this for this event for years, and probably the strongest driving force of keeping this thing on an international level, besides what we're throwing into the party. And actually, they brought us in into this event a few years ago as well, and providing their support to let people know that they can participate in this event, help the local population, and turn them on to diving, and obviously make it more attractive and more appealing to the people that are back home in the States that want to come here and visit the Nature Island. And part of the folks behind that here that have been here, I don't know, how many times have you been here? Barry and Ruth from Dive Training Magazine, they're like the photographers, the ones that do the cover for Dive Training, the front and back every now and then. But you've been here how many times, Barry?
Yes, this is our fourth time in the last 5 years, and it's been a blast.
It is. It is a beautiful place, isn't it? And we've had a lot of fun with the last year. We did some stuff with the Mermaids. Now, I got a whole new crew with me this year.
Beautiful ladies.
You like them,
beautiful
Ruth?
Ladies, absolutely.
Now, I'm going to need some help keeping this group in line. We got quite a colorful group here, Ruth.
Okay, we'll work on it.
So do you have anything like whips, chains, whistles?
I don't think we run whips or chains.
No,
we'll do what we can.
Kill them with kindness, you know.
What's that? What?
No, we are your most well-behaved mermaids, and you're talking about us like we're crazy girls.
Well, they just hadn't heard you for the last few minutes, but that's okay. That's all another thing. You guys are professionals. I know you'll help me show these folks the Nature Island for the first time and maybe get a few shots. What is your goal this time? Are you going to shoot a cover for dive training, you think, or what's the goal?
Well, we'd certainly love to. Again, our goal is to get more people down here and get more people involved in diving, etc., but to show what beautiful reefs are down here. Not only the reefs, but everything above water is great, too. The rainforest, the hummingbirds, it's just real exciting.
It is. You never know what you're going to see here in Dominica. They filmed the Pirates of the Caribbean part 1 and 2, or part 2 and 3 here. They may be bringing Survivor here eventually. They're talking about doing that. Last time we were here, they did like a man versus wild versus family or something. While we're actually finishing up Dive Fest, and you guys are always here to cover the event and get some shots to do an article in Dive Training Magazine that'll show up in a few months. But what about a cover? Have you ever done a cover for Dive Fest, for dive training here? And dive training is so unique because you have that cover of the front side, and then you open up the magazine, and there's the reverse view.
You do the reverse, and it's very difficult. And when you're underwater,
it's crazy. I mean, some of the shots really tell you got to really think this stuff through quite a bit. But that's what you guys do.
But we do that, and we also last year, as you know, we took pictures of the mermaids. It was great fun.
Right. Now, we didn't do a cover last year, but maybe we can do a mermaid cover where we do the front. You guys take the front. I'll take care of the backside.
Maybe it could be a nitrogen narcosis, episode of the magazine. That way you see mermaids underwater when you go a little bit too deep.
Yeah, I totally missed what I just said, but that's probably fine. Scuba Cowboy, did you want to chime in on something? What?
I said I think I get the back. They get the front. I get the back. We got mermaids.
Maybe we put the back shot up as an offering on eBay or something. I don't know.
Well, our covers, we insist on doing both sides, so sorry about that, guys.
Okay, fair enough.
Too bad.
You know what? Let me provide my services as a key grip.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
I've been working on my broadening my skills.
You've been talking about being a key grip for a year. Have you yet to figure out what it really entails?
It doesn't really matter. As long as I can participate in the shoot, every guy listening right now would understand what I'm talking about.
You certainly can participate in the shoot. I mean, you brought these beautiful girls, so you're just a part of it.
And, Greg, actually, we did have a cover from Dive Fest, and that was October of 2010, and it pictured one of a lady taking pictures with a Sea Life camera. Sea Life is one of the sponsors of this event, so it's a perfect opportunity.
Absolutely. Well,
that's exactly right.
Well, maybe we'll have to repeat some of that magic this year. You know, last year we hung out with you guys at the T2 Gorge site, which is just a magical place. They did the swamp. Well, I believe it was the swamp scene, or like when from Pirates of the Caribbean 2, when the bone cage came traveling down the cliff and busted into a river, into the gully. They actually filmed that gully scene where they were floating through the water trying to escape the cannibals or whatever the hell was chasing them. That was at T2 Gorge here in Dominica.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, and the pictures turned out great because of the beautiful tails on your mermaids just really accentuated the green and the water that was around. It was really a neat look. We loved doing that. It was lots of fun. Hope we can, too, this year.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk to Woody and have him see if we can bring the crew up because they've never been to Dominica, and I love that this would be my third time to T2 Gorge that I've ever been, and I love going back because you swim back through this cavern, which is kind of spooky in its own right, which really makes it sound appealing, doesn't it, Lacey?
Oh, yeah.
And then you go all the way to the back where a waterfall is coming out of the back of this cave down the mountain. And what the fun part is trying to fight the current, swim up into the waterfall, and see if you can sit there. It's quite dangerous, but, you know, I live life on the edge. What is he? What?
Isn't it a bit like being a salmon or a trout?
Yeah, exactly. A salmon. Yeah, you're swimming upstream. We'll put our mermaids up there and see if they can do that whole salmon spawning thing or whatever.
I can do the salmon dance.
The salmon dance, of course. What were you saying, Ruth?
I was saying the water was a little cool.
It's a little cold, but they love cold water. These mermaids are
great in it.
Yeah, they're like cold-blooded anyway, so cold water doesn't bother them. That mountain stream, it's refreshing, isn't
it? Very refreshing.
Yes. Yeah, we don't want to give them the secrets away. Don't tell them.
Don't tell them. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to find that. We got to have our.
We
got to amuse ourselves.
Too.
Exactly. Right. So anyway, we'll work that into the schedule. What else do you guys want to see? Here while you're this week, do you have any agenda, or are you just here to experience the whole thing?
Everything. Yeah,
everything.
One of the most fascinating parts of the Isle of Dominica is they have a resident pod of sperm whale.
Right.
And there's a 90% chance of seeing them each time that you go out. So they have a whale watch where you can pay and go out. And we've seen sperm whales every time we've been on the trip.
Really? You know, I have never... Oh, you mean on the whale watch trip?
Yes.
They do? See, we've never been able to do that in our schedule for Dive Fest. Izzy, what are we going to do? We want to see sperm whales. What do we got to do? We got to just throw Tony out there and they'll come? Of course they will. All right, well, we'll just... We'll find a way. Because I do... Aren't they just hanging out there in a certain area? Or what? You got to find them.
You circle around in the boat, and they have sonars. They listen for them, listen for the sounds of them, and kind of take the ship around and look for it.
What is he? What?
So
what? Isn't that what you do, or what?
We've got very little continental shelf here, so usually between 3 and 5 miles offshore we find the sperm whales. But we've also got 14 other resident species of marine mammal here, too. Not including mermaids.
Well, that changes after Dive Fest, or at least during Dive Fest. You have a 100% chance of a mermaid sighting during Dive Fest every year here in this week of July.
And that's a good enough reason for them to come.
Exactly,
absolutely.
Of course.
We've got a lot of friends that are wanting to come here, and it's just they see our pictures after we've been here and our excitement. They see the pictures we put up on Facebook, and we have several friends that have already booked trips.
No way. Are they friends or are they former friends? Because now they hate you.
Oh, no. They haven't.
I get a lot of that. Like, you were just in Dominique for... I hate you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're no longer my friend. You're evil. Why do you get to do this and I don't? And, of course, I just dig it deeper. I'm like, well, hey, not everybody can be me, but you can always join us if you want to come here to Dominique. What's stopping you? A simple plane ticket, and you could be here as easy as we are, right?
Absolutely,
right.
They can.
Just
take
money and stir.
Exactly. Exactly. It's well worth the investment, trust me. I love this place. There's a little piece of paradise smack dab in the Caribbean. Very similar to Fiji, to me, especially topside. Just something to compare it to. And just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, well, more coming up from Dominica. Stay close.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photography first, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Forespins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Forespins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Forespins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Forespins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Food chain. You see, on top there's Don Lino.
Right.
There's me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's regular fish.
Oh, that's me.
No. There's plankton. Mm-hmm. There's single-cell amoebas.
Oh, then there's me.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. There's coral. There's rocks. There's whale poo. And then there's you.
That's messed up.
People, let me tell you about a friend I know. He's got the world's first scuba diving radio show. He's for real good, buddy, and his name is Greg.
He's a street-smart fish out of water in a world he never made.
True dive master of the radio wave.
Very sexy. If you're crazy.
So now everywhere I am, everywhere I go, first thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio. Not all. He's got his own mermaid.
Get on top, honey.
Whole dang pod. And all that I keep thinking is, man, I want his job.
It's perfect. I won't have to change this at all.
So now everywhere I am, everywhere I go,
let's go while we're young.
First thing that I tune to is Radio.
So weak.
That's right. Oh, man. Greg, are you hurling again, buddy?
No. Never. That wouldn't be me. That's not like me. Especially, you know, the water has been calm. In Dominica, the weather looks beautiful. We've already, we haven't actually been able to dive yet. We literally just got to the island yesterday. Next week, we got a full 2 hours of Scuba Radio that will be recorded throughout the Dive Fest event. So make sure you listen for that because there's a lot of fun activities scheduled, including the canoe race. The caps this thing. It ends up to be quite a yeah, we're going to be here for that, Izzy. And you know, last year I talked to you and Simon about doing a Scuba Radio canoe. Can we make this happen or what?
Yeah, it's a little late in the game, but the four of you could become a team.
No, not four. We're going to put two mermaids in a canoe and let them fight it out.
The Scuba Radio team. Come on.
Yeah.
You're being called a wuss here.
Do you need three or four? Because we got a scuba cowboy and two mermaids, and then I could be on the side to kind of cheer them on.
No, you need four.
You really have to have four? Are you serious?
I can do it.
You're hitting me again.
We want Woody. We don't want you. You're going to make us
here.
Lose.
Wait a few days.
At least I got Izzy to keep her in line. Thank God. I knew if I brought her to Dominica, we could finally crack this mermaid once and for all.
No.
Break this mermaid. We'll break her.
I just met this lovely lady. If I say anything more, she's going to hit me again.
Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. Just you got to stay outside of punching distance and kicking distance. But we will make that happen.
It takes people for a team, so yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we'll. I've done worse. I mean, I cheated death last week. What's a canoe race with two mermaids and a cowboy? What do you think, Ruth?
of your problem or the.
That would be quite a photo.
Yes, we don't want to go. But I do think you should have a scuba radio canoe.
Yeah,
I saw him do it last year. I was like, surely we couldn't be any better than anyone else.
Or any worse.
Yeah, well, you know, our goal will be to finish above water, which I'm sure that won't happen.
The first one ever.
And this canoe race thing, what is the whole idea? These are man-made or handmade canoes out of like some special tree, and that's how the local Carib Indians used to, boat and dive and catch fish and stuff. Is that it or what?
Yeah, the hull is actually a tree trunk done to traditional methods. And the whole purpose is to go out and have fun, as you surmised. As I said, I rode in the very first one almost 20 years ago and did so badly I haven't been allowed to row since. So if you do really badly, you won't be allowed to do it again. I mean, public humiliation is, at least for 20 years.
Yes, stop. Tony, Mermaid Tony wants to say something.
It's okay because I was on a crew team when I was in high school.
Really? So we got a ringer. We got a mermaid ringer in the group.
Perhaps we could harness some of this.